Okay, so now Sanjay starts speaking, and the rest of the Bhagavad Gita is given to us by Sanjaya, our correspondent. Just as we have a correspondent who's there in Iraq reporting, so Sanjay is our correspondent who is reporting what happened, not only in the Bhagavad Gita, but the entire battle of Mahabharata was reported by him. Sanjay Uvacha. Drishtva tu Pandava Nikam. Vyudham Duryodhanastada. Acharya Mupasangamya. Raja Vachanam Abravit. So Sanjaya Uvacha, past tense, Sanjaya said. So also we are listening to the Bhagavad Gita after several thousand years. So for us, of course, it is past tense. Sanjaya said, Drishtva tu, so now what happened? Drishtva Pandava Nikam, having seen the Pandava Nikam, the army of the Pandavas. And how was the army of the Pandavas? Vyudha. Vyudha means organized in a particular formation. In those days, the generals had idea of how to organize the army. So suppose the Kauravas were organized in a bird, like an eagle formation, and the Pandavas were organized in a circle formation. And every day the formation would change as to how we can get the maximum benefit, you know, even nowadays we find the tanks. Nowadays, of course, wars are fought with missiles, but in the olden days, in the Second World War and all, the tanks were first, and then there was the, you know, people with the guns, and then the infantry. And so there was a particular way how and also sometimes the enemies ahead, they will flank him from two sides, you know, capture him, especially if you've seen war movies, they all that. So he says, seeing Pandava's army, Vyudham, organized in a particular fashion, Duryodhana tada. Then Duryodhana, who was the oldest brother of the Kauravas, what did he do? Acharyam Upasangamya. Acharya. Who was Acharya? This was Dronacharya. Dronacharya was the teacher of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. He had taught them the art of warfare, even though he was a Brahmana. But he from childhood was very interested in weapons. So he actually was an accomplished archer himself. And he had taught the archery to the Pandavas and the Kauravas. But since the Pandavas had been living in the forest for 13 years, Dronacharya and Bhishma, who were both very divine individuals, had to live with the Kauravas. You know, they were living with the Kauravas. So Duryodhan said, you have been living in my palace for 13 years, you owe me to fight on my side. Even though at heart they were more in sympathy with the Pandavas because they were good people. But they had no choice. It says, namak khaya hai, because they had, you know, stayed in his palace. So he comes to Acharya, to Dronacharya, who was his commander. Upasangamya Raja Vachanam Abravit. These are the words he spoke. Now it's very interesting. Having seen the Pandava army organized, Duryodhan comes to his teacher and he speaks. And Sanjay is very interesting. He uses the word Raja. He's not even a king yet. He's just a prince, but he already thinks I am the king. You know, he always acted like I run the place. That's number one. So he was very arrogant. Number two, when you approach your teacher, you always bow down, you always prostrate, you have the humility that whatever I know, O Guru, you have taught me. Yes, he had taught him the art of war, he had taught him the statecraft, how to run the country. Everything was taught, but his attitude is very arrogant and he's wrong because he has done the wrong thing. He knows that I have always been wrong, and at his heart he knows that I have been wrong to my cousins, I have cheated them, I have tried to kill them. Later on we'll find out that, you know, Arjuna calls them as felons or criminals. So they have been criminals and they have been doing all this. And he also knows that the Lord is on the other side. Even though I have 11 Akshohinis, 11 divisions, and they have only 7, still, and I have better warriors, I have more weapons, I have a bigger army, but the Lord is on their side and right is on their side. You know, Satyam Ev Jayate, the truth alone prevails. So he's worried and he's afraid. So that's why, even though he approaches his teacher, he does not say, "What is your command, sir?" What? Nothing. He just very arrogantly approaches him as if he's the king and he's giving orders to Dronacharya. So his attitude, as we will see in the next verse, is very arrogant and very rude. So he approached Dronacharya, and what was his comment? So the third verse, Pashye tam pandu putranam, Acharya mahatim chamum, Vyudham drupad putrena, Tava shishyena dhimata. So look at the first word, Pashya. Pashya means see. It's an order. Look. And this is the exact order. Look, you know. I mean, you are approaching your teacher. You are approaching the one who is the commander of your forces. Whatever you know, this is not the tone that one should use. And so his tone is very disrespectful. So his first word is see. Look, look what you have done. And what he says, Pandu Putranam. Look at these sons of Pandu. Why does he, and his tone is very sarcastic, because Pandavas and Kauravas were both taught by Dronacharya. Dronacharya was the teacher. Bhishma was the grandfather who looked over these two families, and he had appointed Dronacharya to teach. So he said, look, you know, these Pandavas whom you taught in childhood, now they are standing in front of you, and they're going to attack us and they're going to kill us. So in a way, he's blaming Dronacharya. Look, it is your fault that we have this problem. So look, Pandu Putra Nam, O Acharya, O teacher, Mahatim Chamum, look at that big army. Now suddenly he little fear comes, because like I said, even though he had a bigger army, but he sees some of the great soldiers, which will be mentioned in the next verses. He says, this great army with these wonderful soldiers, and they are organized in this circle formation by who? Drupad Putra. Drupad Putra is Drishtadyumna. I'll tell you the story of Drishtadyumna. That's a good, interesting story. Tava Shishyena, and he is your disciple too. So he's blaming Dronacharya. He says, because you have taught these people, now we have to face them. If you hadn't taught them, we would have had no problem. So his whole tone is very sarcastic, very arrogant, and why? Because he's worried. See, when we are worried or when we are in the wrong, then usually that's the words we use. You know, if people don't want to admit I'm wrong, then they come across more arrogant, they come across sarcastic, they come across, you know, in an angry tone. So why does he use this particular words? Why does he call him? First of all, because the Pandavas and especially Arjuna was Dronacharya's favorite. And he rubs it in. He says, these Pandavas and these Arjunas are your favorite. And why Arjuna was the favorite? There's a short story I can tell. It is said that one time Dronacharya took all the princes, you know, they had been learning archery. So the idea was like the final exam, archery exam. And there was a bird on a tree. The bird was made out of wood or wax or something. And it was placed on the tree far, far away, and they had to hit the eye of the bird. And so he asks each warrior, you know, or the Kaurava and the Pandava, what do you see? So one says, I see the tree, I see the bird. Other one, he said, no, you can't shoot. What do you see? Other one says, I see the bird, I see the forest, I see the branches, and I see the bird. You can't shoot. He doesn't let anybody shoot. And so the person thinks, maybe he's not describing enough. So I see the flowers, I see the leaves, I see the, and I see the bird. So finally, he asks Arjuna, what do you see? Arjuna says, Gurudev, I only see the eye of the bird. I don't see anything else. He says, okay, you are the only one who can shoot. And Arjuna, of course, shot the arrow. So the point is that Arjuna was the one who was the focused student, very respectful, at the same time, very industrious. So here he calls, he says that, O Drona, your disciple Drishtadyumna, who was the son of Drupad, is standing in front of us. So why does he say that? And why does he sarcastically mock him? There's a very interesting story. So Dronacharya, when he was a student, when he was studying, he and Drupad, Drupad was the king of Magadha, of another kingdom. He was the prince at that time. So the prince and Dronacharya were studying together, and they were the best of friends, like Krishna and Sudama. You know, Krishna was from a palace and Sudama was poor. So same way, Drupad was from a rich family, a very rich prince, and Drona was from a very poor family, Dronacharya. And but they became the best of friends. You know, even children, they don't know the difference. And so as friends say, so Drupad told Dronacharya, you know what, I love you so much, you're my best friend. When I become king, I'll give you half my kingdom. He promised him, I'll give you half my kingdom. And then, you know, then things went on, and after the studies were over, Drupad became the king, and Dronacharya went back to his family. He married, he had a son, Ashwatthama. And as so happened, Drona was very poor. One day he could not even get milk for his son, Ashwatthama, and he was crying and was so sad, and his wife was sad. He said, I have no money. So he said, remember that I had this friend Drupad who said, when I become king, I'll help you. And he wasn't expecting half the kingdom. He knew he wasn't going to. He said, at least maybe he'll give me some few cows. If I go ask him for help, he might give me some cows so I can feed my son. So he goes there with that expectation. He didn't want half the kingdom. Obviously, he knew he wasn't going to get it. So he goes there and looks at Drupad and says, you know, I am Drona, I am your childhood friend. Now, Drupad had remembered that I had promised him half the kingdom. So he said, this guy has come to take half the kingdom from me. So he said, who are you? I don't know you. I have never seen you before. He becomes very rude to him. He said, if you want something, I'll give you a little money, but don't claim to be my friend. I don't know who you are. See, so, you know, I mean, at least he could have said, yes, you are my friend, welcome, which what Krishna does to Sudama. You know that story. He welcomes him and brings him, washes his feet and all, and then gives him. So that's the difference between a good person and a person who is average. So Drupa said, I don't know you. If you want some money, here, treasurer is here, you can take some. Now, Drona gets very insulted, you know, because he said, I didn't come just for to be insulted like that. At least he should have recognized. So he says, I'm going to take revenge. So Drona then goes and he gets appointed as the teacher of Hastinapur, of the Kauravas and the Pandavas. And he's appointed as the teacher and he teaches them, you know, for many, many years. And finally, when it comes time to ask for Guru Dakshina, you know, like when the teacher has taught you, you are supposed to offer something in Guru Dakshina. So the Kauravas come and tell him, what can we offer you in Guru Dakshina? He says, I want you to bring me Drupad. I want to take revenge. And the Kauravas go and they don't succeed. You know, they were not that good warriors. So they come back, sorry, we lost. So then the Pandavas come and said, Gurudev, what Guru Dakshina can we offer? He said, I want you to bring me Drupad. And so the Pandavas go, and of course Arjuna and Bhim and all were accomplished, you know, warriors, and they capture Drupad. They defeat his army, capture Drupad and bring him. And he's in chains and with ropes and all, and he's sitting in front of Drona and says, look, here is your what you wanted. So Drona says, look, I just wanted to teach him a lesson. I don't want his kingdom. I don't want anything. But Drona was by nature a very good person. Let him go. So they let him go. But Drupad was so insulted, you know, that I was brought in chains and ropes in front of this ordinary person and humiliated. So what does he do? He does a big yagna. He spends a lot of money and calls all priests and does a very elaborate yagna. And it is said in those days, if the yagna was done in the right way, with the right attitude, you get what you want. And so as a result of that huge yagna, he has two children. One is Draupadi and one is Drishtadyumna. And Draupadi marries the Pandavas and indirectly was the cause of the conflict. And Drishtadyumna was from childhood trained that you have to kill Dronacharya. That was the teaching given to him. And Drishtadyumna actually was sent to Drona to learn. And Drona knew that this person has been born out of the yagna and is supposed to destroy me at the end. He could have said, I'm not going to teach you, but that's how noble he was. He taught him, and ultimately in the Mahabharata war, so Drishtadyumna was the cause. So that's what this story is. So that's what Duryodhana is being very sarcastic and telling his teacher that it is because of you that I am in this problem. So it is you are the cause of this trouble, because you, if you hadn't taught all these people, they wouldn't be standing in front of us. I don't think there's any much comment on this. So we can proceed. So the 4, 5 and 6 verses are all together. There's not much commentary, so we'll go through it fast. So we'll chant them together. Atra shura, I'll chant and you repeat after me, but we'll do them all with them. Atra shura maheshwasaha.
Atra shura maheshwasaha.
Bhimajuna samayudhi.
Bhimajuna samayudhi.
Yuyudhano viratascha.
Yuyudhano viratascha.
Drupadascha maharathaha.
Drishtaketuschekitanah. Drishtaketuschekitanah.
Kashirajascha viryavan.
Kashirajascha viryavan.
Purujitkunti bhojascha.
Purujitkunti bhojascha.
Shaibyascha narapungavah.
Shaibyascha narapungavah.
Yudhamanyuscha vikrantah.
Yudhamanyuscha vikrantah.
Uttamaujascha viryavan.
Uttamaujascha viryavan.
Saubhadro draupadeyascha.
Saubhadro draupadeyascha.
Sarva eva maharathah.
Sarva eva maharathah.
Actually, in the Gita Dhyanam, they had mentioned the Kaurava forces, Bhishma, Drona, Tata, Jayadratha, Chala. If you remember in the 6th verse, somebody asked why only the Kaurava soldiers have been mentioned, not Pandavas. I don't remember who it was. So anyway, so the Kaurava soldiers were mentioned, here the Pandava soldiers are mentioned. So equal exposure is being given by the media to both sides. So he says, Atra Shura Maheshwasa. Now here are the great warriors. So Duryodhana, now first of all, Drona is the one who taught you everything. And you are telling him, look at these forces. Drona has already seen them. He has already analyzed. He already knows what he's going to do. He's way ahead of you. And you are like a child and blabbering and telling him, look at this, look at that, look at these soldiers. He said, I already know that. I have already analyzed. He had already prepared. He had already made his formation. He was way ahead of Drona, of Duryodhana. But Duryodhana is so childish, so foolish. He says, Atra Shura Maheshwasa. Look at these warriors. Drona thinks to his mind, what is he telling? I have already seen them. Bhim Arjuna Samayudhi. Bhim Arjuna Samayudhi. So now this is a little bit of grammar. I'll take a moment. So when the Sanskrit, when there is a samas, when two words are put together, Bhima and Arjun, so they don't say Bhima Arjun, they say Bhima Arjuna. So that they say together. Now why is Bhima said before Arjun? A, Bhima was the older brother, and the shorter word is said before the longer word when there is a Sanskrit, there is a samas. So just a little grammar, it's not very important. So Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. So in the war, there are these great warriors who are as good as Bhima and as good as Arjuna. Arjuna was so good, he could single-handedly fight. He had actually defeated the Kaurava army one time. And Bhima was so strong, he had promised he's going to kill all the 100 brothers by himself. That was his pledge. So he said, not only those are great, but there are other soldiers who are as good as Bhima and Arjuna in this war. And who are they? Yuyudhana. Yuyudhana was also called by Satyaki. He was the charioteer of Krishna. Bhagavan Krishna had driven his chariot in when Krishna was the king and had learned the art of warfare from Krishna himself. So Krishna already said he knew 64 kalas, 64 skills he had. Of course, he was the Lord, but then still, even though he was God, he went goes to Sandipani, to the Guru, to learn these kalas. So to showing that the importance of Guru. So he says Satyaki and Virata. Virata was another king who, where the Pandavas had gone and hidden. Remember, for 1 year when they were supposed to hide. So Virat was the king. And Drupad was the mother of Draupadi, was the father of Draupadi and Drishtadyumna. So he was also on their side. And he said they are Maharatha. Maharatha means each Maharathi commanded 11,000 archers. So 11,000 archers were under the command. And it is said a Maharatha could single-handedly fight 11,000 people. That's when he got the title of Maharatha. So he says there are these Maharathis. And then there is Drishtaketu. Drishtaketu was the brother-in-law of Nakula, one of the Pandavas. Chekitan. Chekitan was another king. And Kashi Raja. Kashi Raja was the king of Kashi, which is in Banaras, which all of us know. And Viryavan. And they are all very brave. And Purud. So he's just enumerating some of the great warriors. He's not giving the description. We are getting it from Gurudev's commentary. Purujit Kunti Bhoja. Kunti Bhoja was the father of Kunti. He had adopted Kunti as his father, and Purujit was another warrior. And Shaibya was the head of the Shibi tribe. There was a tribe called Shibi. Narapungava, they are the best among humans. So he's telling his teacher about Guru Drona is thinking, you know, what are you telling? Whom are you telling? And Yudhamanyu cha Vikranta. Yudhamanyu was another great warrior. Uttamauja was another brave warrior. And Saubhadra, Arjuna married Krishna's sister, Subhadra. We all know that Krishna had married his sister to Arjuna. So they were brothers-in-law. So he says, and that Saubhadra's son was called Saubhadro. So he's Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu, of course, was one of the great heroes of the Mahabharata war. There is so much stories, but most of you know them. And Draupadeya means the sons of Draupadi. So Draupadi, as we know, was married to all the five Pandavas. She had five husbands, all the five Pandavas, because when Arjuna won her, you know, there was a special test where he had to shoot an arrow looking in the water at a fish that was spinning rapidly. And actually, it is, there's a story, not a story, but a little aside. He says Arjuna, when he shot the arrow in the fish, he was very proud. He says, look, I shot the arrow. So Krishna says, you shot the arrow, but I made the water still. See, the water was very... So the point is that the Lord is always behind us. So the Draupadi was married to the five brothers, because when Arjuna and the Pandavas brought her, the mother was in the hut, and they said, oh, mother, look what we have brought. So she said, oh, whatever you have brought, divide it equally among five. That was her way of saying that whatever you have brought should be divided. And she didn't know that it was her daughter-in-law. So she was married to all the five, and from each brother she had one son. So these five sons, these are all Maharathas. So as we said, Drona was thinking in his mind, he says, you are blaming me, but who caused this problem? I didn't cause the problem. I didn't cheat them. I didn't try to kill them. I didn't try to poison them. I didn't try to burn their house. I didn't steal their kingdom. I didn't steal their wealth. I didn't humiliate their wife. I didn't do any of those six things. That's why they say a person, you know, you are the one who has done everything wrong, and you are the cause of this war. And then you are coming and accusing me that I was very soft to them, and if I hadn't taught. So that is what it shows, the contrast between the two sides, how the attitude of the people. And that's why the Lord was on the side of the Pandavas, because, you know, when you are doing good, then the Lord is with you. So we'll end here. Any last minute comments or questions, anything, whatever we have done or anything else, if you wish to talk about. We have about 5 minutes. Yes.
Did the brothers, 5 brothers, have other wives in addition?
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes. Arjuna was married to
Krishna's sister.
And then Bhima was married to a demon's daughter. And yeah, they all had other. Nakul, Sahadev, they all were married to. Yes. I don't know about Yudhishthira. They don't mention his wife. Yeah. Yudhishthira was not. Yeah, they don't mention his wife, right. Yes.
I just wondered, when did polygamy kind of stop?
No, polygamy has always been there throughout history. Usually it was men who had multiple wives. These kings especially were allowed to have multiple wives. This is the only instance where a woman has multiple husbands. And actually the story was such, it said that outside her heart, she had her own heart. And so whichever brother was with her put his shoes outside. And so if her shoes were outside, then no other brother was supposed to go in there. And actually the story goes that, I heard that. One time Arjuna had his Gandiv, his bow in her hut, he had forgotten. And he came out and then somebody approached him that he needs help. You know, that he needs help, and he had to have the Gandhi bow to fight. And it was said that if a brother walked in when another brother was there, he had to go to the forest for 12 years. And so Arjuna came and saw another brother's shoes there, but he said, I have to protect this person, even if I have to go to the forest for 12 years. So he walks in, get his bow, and helps that person. And as a penance, he goes to the forest for 24 years, 12 years by himself, and then 12 years with the brothers. And that's why he learned all the skills of warfare in those 24 years. So that was the story, you know. So that's how much dedicated he was. He said, this person needs help, doesn't matter, I get 12 years of forest. But I'm supposed to do my duty. So he did it, even though another brother's shoes were there. So that's the story. There are lots of stories in Mahabharata, it's 100,000 words.
Maybe he should have just knocked the door. Not go in.
He was in a hurry, I guess.
Can I just have my bow?
Yeah. Well.
So why did this brother oppose, like, to Kunti, why didn't they oppose? Like,
they were so
Oppose what?
When she told, like, you share amongst yourself.
No, because mother has instructed. See, once the mother has told, it is 100% to be followed. There's no opposition. See, that's how obedient they were. Mother has said, we have to, even though Arjuna had won her, rightfully she was Arjuna's wife, but mother has said, we have to divide. That's how obedient they were. That's why Ram went to the forest because his father had promised. So that's how devoted they were to the parents. Yes, Steph.
The details are just so extraordinary and
yes.
So unbelievable. It makes me wonder, is this history or is this a story?
No, it's history.
It actually happened.
All yes. Happened. All these things happen, yes.
There's a story of the previous birth for Draupadi. It's like one birth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's stories of multiple births. Like this Shikhandi who kills Bhishma, there's a story of his previous birth. So it's multiple births are, that's why 100,000 verses are there. But we believe it actually happened. Like Ramayana actually happened, you know, these are not myths, they're actual history. That's why they call them itihasa, they call them as history, not stories.
It's funny though, like we as human beings also are like Duryodhana, always trying to find, because of you it happened, because of somebody's doing. You know, I am never wrong, I'm
exactly.
Always correct. So we are all like Duryodhana.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, no. Actually, Duryodhana uses a very famous line, Janami dharma nacha me pravritti, Janami adharma nacha me nivritti. He says, I know what is right, but I cannot do it.
Yeah,
and I know what is wrong, I cannot avoid it.
Yeah.
So that was Duryodhana. He knew what was right and what was wrong, but he could not. And that's how we are.
And also,
yes,
because of Shakuna's constant pushing all the negative
right.
thoughts into him.
Right, right.
Otherwise, probably he would not have done this much damage.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. Shakuni, I told you about last time.
He has his own reason to do it.
Yeah, I told you last time because he was Gandhari's brother and he Gandhari was blinded. So he wanted. So there's lots of stories and sub-stories. It goes on and on. It's such a so much joy to study Mahabharata. Yes.
We talk about dharma. One child, he was given as a gift as he grows, like he will do all, he will obey all putra dharma. Once he get married, pati dharma. Then one is like his children are born like father dharma. Then when he will leave for himself, like every time he is doing all his dharma, like putra dharma, pati dharma, then when
no, that's how you evolve. See, when you spend your life, of course, we are not saying that one should not have. Of course, that is a joy too, you know, fulfilling your duties towards your children, towards your parents, towards your wife. That is a joy. And that's how he is evolving. Of course, we are not saying that you don't do anything for yourself. But my life is for two purposes. One is to serve and one is to evolve. That is the main purpose of human birth. Yes, artha and kama should be there. We are not saying you don't enjoy. Kama is enjoyment and artha is accumulating money, but should be done rightfully. And ultimately, my goal is moksha. So the goal should not be forgotten while I'm working.
So everything you should do, but within the limitation.
Yes.
If it is done in ati, then it is not.
Right. Done ati or done in the wrong way with adharma.
Okay.
Last question, quickly.
I feel like why you want moksha? It's the life is so beautiful. You should be staying.
Yeah.
Coming to this world again and again.
You, that's fine if that's what you want. But then the life is not always beautiful. Sooner or later, see, sooner or later, life gives us problems. If nothing else, old age will give you problems. You know, you live long enough, so.
Can I add something?
Yes.
Nothing is permanent, and we always have cravings in our mind which never dies. And it's us we die, but craving never ends.
Right.
So we should, that's called Krishna, and that we should move our mind from Krishna to Krishna. So that's
right. Very good.
The thought should be towards the Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna.
Yeah, and ultimately the joy in getting that is million times or billion times more than what joy you get in the world. And that one has, that's what they say, the joy of that realized master is, they keep on, it's like millions and billions of times more than what you and I can get. So that is the ultimate joy. So we'll end with a closing prayer. Thank you everybody for all your comments. Helps us a lot. Thank you very much. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhavare. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Namah Hari Om. Thank you. See you Sunday.